Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
And it is time for History and You here on Lake 98.1. Once again, Steve from the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I can't complain. I'm excited because every time we're together, I learn a little bit more about our history here in Sheboygan.
Did you know that one time there was a plane, an airplane that was parked in downtown Plymouth?
Oh,
right outside the post office in downtown Plymouth. It was a Piper Vagamon PA-15 plane, and it was parked there in 1948 as a stunt to commemorate National Airmail Week. So instead of having regular parties, the postmaster thought it would be great as a stunt to celebrate the 50th anniversary of airmail to park a Piper in the middle of Main Street in front of the post office, which he did. And airmail began more than 2,000 years ago with homing pigeons, which eventually evolved into hot air balloons. And in 1793, George Washington actually put a note of welcome in a balloon traveling from Philadelphia to New Jersey. And wherever that balloon landed, George Washington had a note welcoming that landing as a piece of hello.
Interesting.
And in 2018, we had a 100th anniversary of the world's first regularly scheduled continuous airmail service. It was from New York to D.C. originally, 218 miles, went once a day. It was put on and sponsored by the War Department, and they thought it might last a year if it was successful. Well, airmail became so successful that by August of 1918, the U.S. Postal Service were buying airplanes, training pilots, doing all sorts of things, making routes across the country. By the end of that year, there were 218 miles of airmail routes. By 1947, 125,000 miles of routes. And so airmail has become something of a lost art today, but in its day, it was huge. And there was actually in 1938 a plane that dropped letters from the sky that came down in Sheboygan near the yacht club. And people were out there to see their airmail coming out of the sky and watching this bag of mail coming down, because we were on a route with Port Washington, Shorewood, Manitowoc, Kewaunee, and we were part of the airmail route.
The airmail route. That is unbelievable. Steve, how do people get a hold and learn more about what you do at the Historical Research Center?
The center would love it if you'd go to www.schrc.org, and we have a lot of great programs for people to look at.
Until next week, we'll talk to you then.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.